Got involved with the Iditarod back in 1978. I was actually doing the sports and news for Channel 2 television back then, and it was remarkable. I wanted to go to Nome so badly, and they said, well, it's kind of expensive to do all of that, so I wound up having to stay in the studio, and everyone knows what happened in 78. 1 second! Swenson and Mackie, and Mackie won it. And to this day, I think there's only a little bit of 8mm film that someone from the Air Force shot. So that was kind of a baptism of, not fire, but getting frozen out of the biggest and most important finish ever. Well, I'm here today and involved in Iditarod because I believe in what many Alaskans do and race fans do, and that is the spirit of the Husky. It's the spirit of the Husky that'll lead the way, blazing through the snow 100 miles a day. Wrote a little thing called Iditarod and Roll music video that encompassed a lot of footage, and I believe that's what it's all about. That's something that we emulate in our lives as well, the spirit of the Husky in everything we do. That means you're going forward, always doing your best. You know, one of the things I remember most about my Iditarod experience was 1979, actually wound up being an advertising person for a financial institution, came up with a belt buckle that was designed by an Athabascan artist, and flew up to Nome that time and gave it to Rick Swenson. It was made out of jeweler's bronze, and it had a sunset in gold nuggets. The Big Dipper was in diamonds, one of a kind. It's never been done before or since. That was 1979. And again, at the finish, this was interesting. He finished, Rick did, and won his fourth race, I believe, sat in a flatbed truck on a metal folding chair. There was no television, and he just said, anyone got any questions? And there was a radio person and myself, and we just talked to him for 20 minutes. Well, what I know for sure in life is this. The proof is in the performance, and that has to do with anything and everything you aspire to.